Welcome to this Blind and Veteran Association's Vet Tech episode. I am Tim, the Director of Special Initiatives, and in this episode, Liz from Freedom Scientific Training Team provided us with a special segment during our January 12th Weekly Wednesday webinar, where she described how to use the FS clipboard. This is an amazing little tool within Fusion and JAWS that allows individuals to copy multiple items to the clipboard for pasting within a document. So let's go ahead right into this segment to learn how to use the FS clipboard.
All right, kind of as an added bonus today, I know this isn't about place markers, but I really want to show you guys this. So I'm going to go back over to our blog page.
January 2020.
All right. How many times have we been on a web page? We all encounter these, and you're trying to read an article and you keep getting interrupted by these ads and things like that. Maybe you just want to copy the article, but you don't want to have to keep, you know, pressing shift down arrow, shift down arrow, shift down arrow, copy, go paste it, and go back to the web page and select some more text and then go paste it. We have a feature called the FS clipboard that will keep you from having to do that. So I'm going to show you how that works. I'm going to press the letter H to go to the beginning, the title of this blog post.
Category subscribe January 2023.
All right.
AJ.
Now we already have a place marker here. Let's see what happens if I press Control Windows K.
Temporary place marker set.
Okay, it's set again. All right. So from here, I can select some text.
Link Elizabeth January 3rd, 2023.
All right. Now let's say for some reason,
same page link, zero.
All right. So let's say we don't want that information right there. I just want to get the title, the name, and the date. So I'm going to mark this. I'm going to press insert
space,
followed by the letter M as in mark.
Selecting between marked place and current position.
All right. I'm going to press control C because I want it to copy this text to the clipboard. And I want this to be the first thing that's on my clipboard.
Copied selection to clipboard.
All right. Now, when you use Control C, it copies the current text you have selected to the clipboard. It replaces the last thing that you copied. So I'm going to show you how to append text to the clipboard using the FS clipboard. All right. So now let's go find the next block of text we want to copy here.
Same the Freedom Scientific.
All right. I want to start right here. So
Tango.
I'm going to create a temporary place marker. It's going to move it from the title to right here.
Temporary place marker set.
Now, if you do this in Excel, it will ask you, are you sure you want to move? You know, it'll tell you, you already have a temporary marker in, I think it calls it a cell marker, in cell E2. Are you sure you want to move it to cell G5? But here it doesn't do that. It just goes ahead and moves it. And, you know, you don't have to tell it yes or no. All right. So we've set our temporary place marker. We're going to down arrow.
Technology to achieve stories. Heading level 2, Michaela. Meet Michaela. Conduct. She also I just Michaela.
I'm just down arrowing through text. I'm not really reading it, but I want to find the next heading.
It's fun. She has me best of all.
Which I could do with the letter H, actually.
Kyren heading.
All right.
Blank.
So I want to end this selection before this heading. I'm going to go ahead and use that mark command, that insert space.
Space.
Followed by M.
Selecting between marked place and current position.
All right, now I don't want to press Control C because that's going to replace what I copied the first time with the title and my and the you know the author name and things like that, the date. So the command I want to use here is Windows Insert C or JAWS key, Windows JAWS key C, however you want to look at it here.
Appended selection to clipboard.
All right, so I can just keep doing this and get all the text I want from this page before I go paste it. So I could go down. Let's find a different part here.
Holly heading level 2. OH.
I'm going to set that temporary place marker again.
Temporary place marker set. Nominate a student. Blank.
All right. Let's set a mark and end mark. Insert space M.
Space. Selecting between marked place and current position.
All right. And insert Windows C.
Appended selection to clipboard.
I'm going to go back over here to my document. So I could select, let's say you had an article that had ads and things like that, and you did not want all that information. You didn't want all the links. You just want the text. This is a great way to grab it. So let's go back over here.
Law by staying in this blank.
All right. I'm going to press Control V. Now, what happens here when you're using the FS clipboard is it's going to paste it as unformatted text. So it's going to have the same formatting here as this document. So I'm going to press Control V.
Pasted from clipboard, page 2.
Let's see what we got.
Page 1, top of file, January 2023, Student of the Month, Elizabeth Whitaker, January 3rd, the Freedom Scientific Student of the Month program feature.
So there we go. So now we have this text that came below it, and you know, I can always check the formatting with insert F.
11 point.
And it's going to retain the formatting of the document I'm pasting to, not where I'm coming from. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in and show you how that works, because when you're using place markers to temporary place markers to select text, you know, there's a lot you can do to save time if you want to select big blocks of text.
The Blind and Veteran Association would like to thank you for joining us on this episode of the Blind and Veteran Association's VetTech Podcast series, where we learn how to use the FS clipboard with JAWS and Fusion. For more information about the BVA, be sure to check us out online at bva.org and also on our Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter pages. To learn more about the BVA VetTech, as well as to know when an upcoming session is, check us out on bva.org/VetTech or subscribe to our weekly newsletter, where you can learn a lot of great information about the BVA and upcoming events. I'd like to thank you again for joining us, and have a nice day.